By the end of this year, federal environmental regulators are expected to set new limits on the amount of nitrogen that wastewater treatment plants in Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire can release into the Connecticut River. It could mean just a small tweak for the treatment systems, or it could mean costly plant retrofits. Nitrogen is blamed for fish die-offs in Long Island Sound, where the Connecticut River winds up. Reporter Jill Kaufman has this report.
The Connecticut River is the largest freshwater tributary to the salty Long Island Sound. Nitrogen in the river is not considered a pollutant by clean water standards, but it quickly becomes a pollutant in salt water, where it causes rapid algae growth.
When that algae finally consumes all of the nitrogen, and the nitrogen comes in pulses, it doesn't come 100% all the time, they grow like crazy.
Judy Preston is standing near the Long Island Sound in Old Lyme, Connecticut. She's a scientist with UConn and the EPA's Long Island Sound study, which in 2001 set a nitrogen reduction target for the sound, regulating wastewater treatment plants in Connecticut and New York. The algae's life cycle, she says, saps oxygen away from other vegetation and aquatic life, and when algae die,
then they start sinking down to the bottom. That's where the bacteria comes in and starts to consume the dead algae. And in doing that, they're consuming oxygen.
And without oxygen, over the last few decades, fish have suddenly died by the thousands. Marshland has deteriorated. The whole system suffers. No one who works in wastewater treatment wants to witness a watershed slowly being killed off, including Mickey Novak, who delights, in fact, at the sight of people fishing in a river he's helped keep clean.
Looks like you could jump right in, right?
We're standing on the banks of the Connecticut River near the endpoint of the sewage treatment process. Below us is the pipe where up to 67 million gallons of effluent, the treated water, go into the river every day.
This is a nice effluent, does quite nicely in the Connecticut River. I'm sure the nitrogen's under 10 milligrams per liter.
Novak is the plant manager at New England's second largest regional wastewater treatment facility, serving seven towns, right across the river from the Basketball Hall of Fame, about 70 miles from Long Island Sound.
Don't forget, the atmosphere is 70.
Back in his office, like a science teacher, Novak has three jars set up on a table. One is raw sewage, the influent, what comes into the plant. And it looks pretty clear.
Well, listen, sewage is mostly water. It's mostly water.
Novak describes the influent genteelly, industrial and domestic flow. Well, it's what you flush down the toilet and pour down your sink. There's toilet paper in the jar. You can't really see it because it's manufactured to break down into tiny microscopic pieces. And there's nitrogen, too, because it's in what we eat.
Ammonia is your most toxic form of nitrogen. The organic nitrogen, which is in urine, in fecal matter, converted to ammonia in the collection system.
And this plant, Novak says, does a good job removing nitrogen, and it could remove even more. The technology is there, but it would cost a lot of money. When this plant was first built, like plants all over the country in the 1970s with gobs of federal money from the Clean Water Act,
people were just happy to have a secondary treatment plant. They weren't even thinking about nitrogen. But then over the years, that became more important.
Mickey Novak and his boss, Josh Schimmel, the executive director of the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission, are waiting to hear from EPA about how much nitrogen the plant will be required to remove. And nitrogen removal is not Schimmel's priority.
We don't think nitrogen is an issue from our wastewater treatment plant.
He doesn't trust EPA's nitrogen data. And he says wastewater treatment plants are not the main nitrogen source for a problem more than an hour away from here. It's true that septic tanks, field and land runoff, the atmosphere, are all contributing to the problem in Long Island Sound. But that won't keep EPA from putting a limit on the amount of nitrogen wastewater treatment plants up and down the Connecticut River are allowed to discharge, from north of the Connecticut border up to the river's headwaters in Vermont. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.